Welcome to the PT Student Center. I am your host, Dr. Sarah Falbo, and I'm a new grad DPT helping physical therapy students just like you get through school on their first try debt-free. Do you ever wish you could remember everything forever? You can learn more in less time by using Picmonic to pass your classes, exams, and even the NPTE. With Picmonic's innovative learning platform, it's research proven to increase your long-term memory by 330% and your exam scores by 50%. Picmonic has entertaining short stories that are really memorable. They have unique graphics to make a story out of those tough topics that you're learning in PT school. You can use the code GRATITUDE for 20% off or click the link in the description. That's GRADITUDE for 20% off or click the link in the description. Hello, hello, everybody. Happy Saturday. Welcome back to another episode of the PT Student Center. My name is Sarah Falbo, and today I'm going to do a quick reading because we finally released this book that has been in the archives for like 2 years now. And the inspiration from this book came from Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. If you guys have not read it, Tim Ferriss sent out 9 questions to like the top people and performers in the world. And he compiled all their responses into this massive, massive book. And so in the world of physical therapy, I thought, man, we should really have something like that. And so what I've put together is called Tribe of Physical Therapists. Boo! You can look at it here. If you guys are listening on the podcast and you're like, wait, I don't see what's happening here, come in the Facebook group, the Student Physical Therapist Network group, and you can come and see this book. The physical book is here. And so I'm so pumped it's finally out. You can check it out on Amazon. I'll put the link below. And so the Tribe of Physical Therapists, this is PT school advice from top leaders of the profession. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. This is really what I wish I had when I started PT school, because I did not start right out of undergrad. Like many of you listening, maybe you went from grad school, or you went from undergrad straight to grad school, and it was very smooth for you because you had been studying this whole time. And I know for a lot of people, it can be quite a transition. So for me, it was a really tough transition. And I'm not saying it's tough for everybody, because it's not. But for me, it was a really big challenge. And I almost got kicked out of PT school in my first semester. And I think a lot of that was because I was not prepared to handle physical therapy school. So this is for all of you students who feel like you're overwhelmed, you don't know what to expect in school, or you're in school, in physical therapy school already, and you're like looking for how do people actually get through this, and what do they do afterwards? There's a book for it now. So I have like 30 or so people in this who are PTs who have responded to a list of really great questions geared towards PT students. This is not just for PT students, but it definitely is geared towards them. So I want to read a few of the names in here. Shout out to a few of these people. We have Aaron LaBauer. We have Andrew Tran. We have Ben Fung. We have Greg Todd. We have Jenna Cantor. We have Jimmy McKay, who hosts the PT Pintcast. We have Johnny LaQuasto, who has a PT comedy special called Physical Therapy. You guys can check it out on the Roku channel. We have Kelly Alhui, who is a pelvic health PT who freaking built her own practice really, really fast and has helped so many women. And then we have Kyle Rice. We have physio tutors. We have the non-clinical PT. We have Wesley Wang. We have Zach Gabor, founder of Level Up Initiative. We have a lot of good people in here. And this is actually, I want this to continue to grow. So my mission for this is to keep growing and to get updated advice. So this is just the version that I released in this year for 2023. I'm going to come out with the next version in 2024 with updated stuff in it, and even more people. So this book is going to keep growing and being updated. And I want to read a few of the things in here. So one of the questions in here that I ask is, what purchase of $100 or less has most positively impacted my life in the last 6 months? And we have
Greg Todd said, it's always a book. There's no piece of equipment that can truly positively impact my life. These headphones are cool. It's great, but it's always a book. So over the last 6 months, I've probably read 25 to 30 books, and they have most impacted my life. Some of the top ones are Atomic Habits, that he's read in the past 6 months. And this was an apparent failure. The other question I sent out was, how has a failure or apparent failure set me up for later success? Do I have a favorite failure of mine? And Greg said, I would say my favorite failure is when I had to short sale an investment property in 2009. I always thought my credit would be everything. And without my credit, I would not be able to actually live life. When I realized you could actually mess up, you could have bad credit and life goes on. It wasn't convenient, but life went on. After that, it was 2 years later, I made my first million. It's amazing how having blocks around money in the middle class mindset, how those things are what is truly holding people back. There's some really good stuff in here. I want to share with you guys a memorable moment that Greg had put in here as well. So another question I ask and send out to people is, what is the most memorable moment you've had from PT school? And this one, he said, it really had nothing to do with PT. It was outside of PT, but it was in PT school. All of my buddies that I was friends with in PT school decided to join a flag football league together. We called ourselves the physical terrorists. My most memorable moment was when I was quarterback for this team and I threw an interception and the other team ran it back for a touchdown. I felt like I let everybody down, but later on in the game, I was thrown. They said, you know what? You're fired for being quarterback. So they threw me a pass and in overtime, I caught the pass that won the game. That was my most memorable moment for PT school. There's a lot of life lessons in that. I'm not going to dive into all the life lessons. I want to read a few of these for you guys. I'll put the link down below. You guys can check out the book. This one is in the middle. This is by Jimmy McKay. Okay. The question is, what purchase of $100 or less has most positively impacted your life in the last 6 months? And he said, a $3.99 autumn breeze candle from the checkout line at my local supermarket. I'm not a decorator or a person who likes candles, but I recently bought a house and it's big and empty and it did not feel like home. I'd been wallowing in that feeling of hollow and alone, and I got this candle and lit it at home and it made the room smell full. And it was a reminder that I am in control, but I need to take action, and that the actions are mostly small, but they mostly add up. And that $3.99 candle gave me a feeling that led to a small amount of the feeling of control, which will lead to me taking more steps in that direction. I really love that one. I don't know about you guys, but when I started PT school, I moved somewhere where I didn't know anybody. And I lived with complete strangers. And the first few weeks was interesting to like not know anybody. For a lot of my other classmates to already know each other because they went there for undergrad or were in the 3+3 program. I felt super brand new. And so it can be a challenge to like go somewhere new and figure out, okay, how do I generate this feeling of, it doesn't have to be home necessarily, but you have to feel like PT school is home for a little bit. If you guys are moving to a new state, some of you are doing that. And the fact that he got this candle that made the room feel full and made him feel like he was in control a little bit to help him make those little steps towards feeling more in control and towards feeling more full and not so, alone and empty, like a little candle helped do that. That was so cool. I love that story in here. That was really awesome. So what advice would you give to a smart, driven college student about to enter PT school or the real world? What advice should they ignore? And Jimmy McKay said, gosh, never take advice from someone you would not switch places with. That one resonates, but bad advice is given away freely and loudly. Great advice is all around you and it's given away in actions and quietly, but in plain sight. Don't listen to what I say. Watch what I'm doing. Honestly, the point of this book was to help you guys connect as well, and also to see what other people give as advice. and to take what's going to work for you and to hopefully, you know, take bits here and there and really dramatically change your life. So anyway, I wanted to read a few things out of there. I'm going to do one more reading. And if you guys have any requests by somebody that you do want to hear from, let me know. You can always send me a DM or comment down below in this Facebook Live. I'll reach out to them and get them in the book, because I've already got a list of so many people who wanted to be in this book who did not make the deadline, you guys. So 2024, the version of this is going to be great. And this version is already bomb. So it's only going to keep getting better. I want to go ahead and go in here and read this one by Kyle Rice, who is the founder of the PT Hustle, who helps students and new grads pass the MBTE. So what do you do when you feel overwhelmed or unfocused? He says, anytime I feel overwhelmed with work or school, it's typically because there are too many tasks fighting for my attention. The first thing I do is take a step back and assess what is causing the feeling. Once I've identified the cause, I can then start to address it. Let me give you an example. If the issue is too many important tasks to do, I make a list of each task and put them in a ranking system. I rank each task my most to least important and by hardest to easiest to complete. The task that is greatest important and easiest to complete, I perform first. Attacking my task list in this manner not only disrupts my paralysis, but it creates a domino effect once I complete my first task. That was really good. Let's see. I know I said that was the last one, but I might read one more. Okay. So this last one I'm going to read is by Siobhan France. It's the question is, in the last five years, what new belief, behavior, or habit has most improved your life? She says, hands down, it's focus. The ability to focus requires effort because distraction has become the norm. Improving focus has helped me to get clear on what I wanted for my career, as opposed to what I thought I should be doing based on industry norms and standards. It's become the best tool for decision-making and growth in my career and ultimately in my business. The distractions are not just noisy, they're loud, can be obnoxious, and make you feel like you're doing something wrong. Get clear on what you want in your life and career. Increase your focus around that, blaze your trail, and get help along the way to help you stay focused. All right. That is a little bit of a reading out of Tribe of Physical Therapists, PT School Advice from top leaders in the profession. Go check it out. I'm going to put the link down below. You guys, thank you for tuning in. This has been a short episode of the PT Student Center. I'm going to be hopping back in here next week. So have a great rest of the week, guys. Happy 2023. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to the PT Student Center. If you could leave a review, it would mean the world to me. It helps spread the word about the podcast so more people can actually get on their way to getting through PT school on their first try debt-free. If you want to know more about the PT Student Center, go and check us out at ptstudentcenter.com and on the socials at PT Student Center.